Okay, today was good. Matthew. Jesus is showing his sovereignty. Escapes the crowd, goes across the lake. The lake is sizable enough that a big storm comes up and everybody thinks they're going to capsize and drown. Jesus is, of course, asleep in the bottom of the boat. Now, that's an interesting thing to visualize. As I did the daily audio Bible for kids with China and we read this passage, we discussed how the thunderstorms come through Tennessee in the springtime. And they're severe. And they come through here and they rock the area. Lightning strikes, huge thunder, large winds, black clouds. And China and Max are usually scared under a blanket hiding somewhere with their ears plugged. Or up in my lap, holding me for dear life. And so we were talking about this kind of scenario with Jesus just kind of laying down, rocked back and forth by the waves, asleep. That is a man who knows who he is. That is a man who knows his mission. That is a man who knows his destiny. And that this is not his destiny to die in this lake. And so when he gets up, he raises his hand and says, silence. And the wind obeys, freaks the disciples out. They get to the other side and these madmen are there. Now here's a telling thing. Here's a really interesting thing. Jesus throws the demons into the swine. The swine go off the side of the cliff. The two men who have been living in a cemetery terrorizing the village are free. Coherent men. What is the reaction of the village? They're mad. They're angry at Jesus for throwing the demons into the swine. That's a good example of how we do things. We look at the business side of it and not the people side of it. We look at commerce over souls. And that's exactly what they did. Here these two souls were freed and restored to their community. And yet all they could think about was pigs. Pigs. Drowned pigs. And then the Proverbs today. Just absolutely lays it out in about as clear of language as possible. I'm telling you guys, the 1 year daily audio proverb is invaluable to a life full of wisdom. Go back and read that. It's incredible. But the thing that I'll point out is to remember this. You are promised a lot of things, but don't sulk under God's loving correction. God is going to discipline the child he loves. If you're a father, if you're a mother, and you have a child, I admit, and you have to admit too, probably sometimes you get a little angry. But your point of correction isn't so that you can beat the tar out of your kids so you can feel better about yourself, if you're any kind of parent at all. Your point is to show boundaries. Your point is to give instruction. Your point is to save your kid from making some serious mistakes along the way, whether that be harm to their body or whether that be harm to their soul. And so you put your foot down from time to time because you have to. God disciplines us after the same fashion. And we're not to sulk around. We're to delight in the fact that God cares enough to correct us. And that it is our good, it is our heart that he's after.